To talk a little bit tonight about the best thing you can do for anyone, and I can reduce that to a sentence, and it's going to sound hackneyed, cliche, old. Then I'm going to back up and give you what I mean by that, because you are so incredible and so magnificent and so magical and so powerful, because you are divine, and we've forgotten that. And so let me just state right up front that the best thing you can do for anyone is to be yourself. But I don't mean your bitchy, moany, ugly, you know, habitual self, okay? Because that's not who you are. I mean, if you're feeling those things, fine. But even as you're feeling those things, know that you're not your feelings. And that's important. So guess what? If you're not your feelings, that means you've got power and you've got choice. Because if you're not your feelings, you're something more than your feelings. But it also means that you don't have to choose being in those negative feelings. Now that in itself is incredible and liberating and magnificent, and it gives you choice. And if you're a choice, you don't have to do habitual patterns, habitual ways of responding, you know? Many of us, we think we've got all these emotions and, you know, what can I do? I've got these emotions. Hey, what can I do? You know? Or in Edward's case, it's like, you know, hey, I've never thrown a boomerang before. How am I going to throw a boomerang well? Okay? Well, I won't throw a boomerang. Okay? But if you could just be a choice and go, okay, I've never thrown a boomerang well before. But wait a second, I have a choice. I can choose to feel good about throwing a boomerang, and I'll go out there and throw a boomerang. Oh, then right away, you can feel a difference. And there's a difference. You're not that negative pattern of, I can't throw a boomerang well. And even as I was saying that, I felt lifted, because I was lifted out of the negative pattern. So you're not your feeling. And you're not your thoughts. And if you're honest with yourselves, you'll find that your thoughts tend to be rather habitual. And the mind loves to just circle around the same old stuff, the same old stuff, the same old stuff, the same old stuff. You see? But once again, we have choice and we have power because we're not our thoughts. So if we're not our thoughts, then guess what? We don't have to feed that stuff. We don't have to keep going around in the same circles, okay? Now, there's a big difference between Peggy's skating around in circles and her mind going around in circles, see? Now, Peggy knows enough that she doesn't have to have her mind go around in circles. I don't know if she knows enough that she doesn't have to skate around in circles, but that's something else, okay? But her mind doesn't have to go around these habitual response patterns. And that gives you power, that gives her power, and that gives her choice. She's that choice, see? So right away, guess what? Who's in charge? We are, okay? We have the power and we have the choice, okay? Now, many of us, because we live in this world, we tend to operate and want to be just like everyone else, you know? I'm going to be like everyone else. I'm going to have the same worries, the same concerns. I'm going to run the same stuff, you know, just like everybody else. You know, and somebody even shared that her parent considered her a real adult when she really worried a lot. And when she wasn't being worried, she wasn't so serious and she wasn't an adult. But when she really worried, then that's when she had become an adult. I'm worried about my throat getting dry, so I'm going to drink some water. See, now, I didn't have to stay having a dry throat. I had an option. And we all have an option. Okay? And what is that option? Okay? That option and that point of power and that point of choice is the spirit inside us. Even if we choose to not participate in the negative thought, in the negative feeling, that's powerful stuff. We may not know what comes after that. We may have to live in uncertainty. Sometimes that's scary. You know, okay, if I don't run my usual stuff, what's going to occupy my thoughts or my feelings or my time or my energy? And you may not know. You may not know. But you need to have the strength and the inner conviction and the inner strength to hold with that. And it's okay not to know, but you've made a choice, you see? And you're going to find a lot of times that the best thing you could do for anybody else is not to participate in their stuff. Okay, let me give you an example. A lot of people run a lot of worry, a lot of concern. Okay, now if you go in there and quote sympathize with them and go, oh yeah, it's terrible, oh yeah, this is awful, you're feeding them and you're helping to make the illusion real. Or when you're being, and some people have had the experience of being quote nice because you don't want to say anything or you don't want to disobey whatever social rules you think govern the situation, and you don't listen to yourself because inside you know not to say anything or to walk away from this person or this situation. And you disregard yourself, and then you start being quote nice. What you're doing with the other person is you're feeding his or her stuff, and you're not being nice to them. You're being dishonest. And then also inside of you, you're going to run some resentment, some real resentment towards that person. So how are you being nice to them, and how are you helping them? You're not. Okay? And part of being yourself means disregarding the way it looks, the form it takes. Don't worry about that. People are going to judge you right or wrong. They're going to judge you. So you don't have to worry about the form anything takes or how it's going to look. Okay? Because this is the world. It's based on appearances. It's based on how it looks. It's not real. So why do you think how anything looks is real and how you look, or how you, the form you pick is real? It's not. Okay, but what's real is the spirit inside of you. That's very real. And when you're not true to that, you can't fool yourself, you know? When you're not true to yourself, then guess what? The spirit inside of you knows that you're not coming from your own integrity. Okay? And when you don't come from your own integrity, you're helping to feed all the karma and crystallize all that illusion. And you're not helping anybody. You just don't help anybody. You're making something that's not real seem realer. Okay? It's kind of like, you know, the effect of inertia. Here, something has to overcome inertia, and you're just adding your inertia or your weight to it. It makes it more difficult for another being to lift beyond it. But if you choose to stay in your integrity, then guess what? That weight of inertia is less, and it makes it easier for others to lift. See? And you don't even so much as have to make the decision based on a negative thing of, well, I'm not going to participate in it. All you need to do is enter into your own positive being, your own spirit, and just say, I'm going to listen to myself. And granted, you may be alone with it, and you may be in left field with it, but you're in your integrity. I had a recent experience where I really felt totally alone and totally outside the system where I was traveling, and the city had a tram system, and there's a machine on the tram, and you go and you pay. Okay, and almost everybody didn't pay, partly out of revolt to this new system that had replaced a much earlier, easier system, and partly out of the fact that it was pretty complicated to work these machines. Okay, and I got on with my better half, and I went and I paid for both, you know, and as I'm trying to figure out the machine and work it all, I noticed everybody on this long tram car, and they're long, they're about half a block, or a good third of a block, was looking at me like, what is this guy doing paying? Okay, and it's to such an extent where kids who go and to study at the university in that city, they're told by the foreign students office at their orientation just to behave like everybody else in the city and don't pay for the tram. Okay, because you don't want to stand out. You want to be just like all the other people in this city and in this country, right? But I paid, you know, and I watched people getting on and not paying. And there were all sorts of people. Working people, well-dressed people, young mothers, you know, established grandfathers, all didn't bother to pay, and they sort of had a little happy face, you know? Well, that was real neat, except for one thing. I could see the karma that they had just created. And I thought, well, there they are smiling, and there's their karma smiling right back at them, you know? And ain't that a hoot? Can you imagine reincarnating for the equivalent of probably in American money a buck and a half? I mean, let alone, it must be worth it. I hope they're really going to have a good, you know, a good ride. See? But all I was doing was I was just in the integrity of, okay, hey, you pay for a ride. That's what they ask. That's what I do. Okay? Yeah, maybe silly. It was a complicated machine, granted. But I was in my own integrity, you see? And the other thing where sometimes people make an error is they tend to judge things based on fear. So that I didn't pay out of a fear that I would be caught or I would be doing the wrong thing or I would create karma. That's a negative focus, you see? But I just stayed within my own integrity, and I felt in left field because most of the people in that tram were staring at me. Like, where did this guy come from? He must have been on the moon for centuries, okay? But I had to live within myself, okay? And I'll be the first one to tell you that sometimes when you live within your integrity, you may catch flack for it. You may stand out. People may think you're really weird. But guess who's going to live with yourself? You are. And guess who? You know, God's not going to be mocked. And when you pass from the body, your soul will show you your records. Everything you've done in this life. You're not going to fool yourself. It's not about fooling, you know, the policeman or fooling the conductor or fooling anybody. Because that's just secondary, okay? It has to do with your own spirit and the soul that's in you and having integrity with that. See, and personally, I really love those machines because they were so complicated that they could give your mind, you know, a great opportunity to go, I don't want to do this. I can't figure it out. I don't want to pay, you know. And it strengthens you and it tests you even more. And I thought it was really interesting that some of the people who were from that city, lived there for I don't know how long, they went to pay. And they were baffled by the machine, and they all gave up. The few who went to pay, about half of them were totally confused by this machine, and they just gave up. Okay? But why? So sometimes it also means making that extra little effort. Okay? So the best thing you can do is to be in your integrity and to choose each and every moment into the positive. You have the power over your emotion. You have the power over your thought. It's like what's said in the Bible. You know, you're not to be blamed for what runs through your head or what comes out of your mouth. But if you choose to keep focusing there, that's your responsibility. Okay? In other words, if someone steps on my foot and I get really annoyed, hey, I'm human, you know, with a small h. But, you know, it comes with the territory. It comes with having a body. Okay? It comes with having emotions. But if I choose to go back to that and circle on it and circle around it and circle around it and build up the anger and build up the resentment, then, yeah, that's my responsibility. Okay, but if I have the thought and let it go, bingo, and I'm on to the next thing, that's fine. But it's my choice, you see? And that's where the power I have lies. I have that choice. I have that option. And we all have that option, see? So when you are being, quote, nice, or when you're being, quote, sympathetic, then what you're doing is you're making it very difficult for someone else to experience that option and to exercise that option and to have that power. To exercise that power and even to know it's there, because you're helping to muddy the waters. You know, the waters are muddy enough. My apologies to Muddy Waters. You know, I like his work, but you're helping to muddy the waters. So if the clearer you could stay inside of yourself, regardless of appearances, and regardless of the effort, the clearer you can stay inside yourself, the better everyone is. Because that means that one soul has refused to participate in negativity. One soul has not added its weight to this mirage. And so it makes it easier for other souls. See? And that's the name of the game, because we're all connected, you know, we're all one. Okay, but we're not one as a mental configuration. We're one from the very simple fact that the Lord God created us in his own image, which means that he created us from the same material, as it were, that he is, from the spirit that he is. The spirit that he is inside of us. So the spirit that's in me is in you, and the spirit that's in you is in me. It's just a question of when are you going to allow the waking up to happen. But we're the same spirit. So yeah, what I do affects you, because in reality, there's no you and there's no me. There's just that one spirit. You know, and it's no accident that science has now discovered, you know, that if a leaf falls somewhere in California, that it's going to affect the weather in New Zealand. You know, that's obvious. That's a given. But now we're starting to document it in the physical world, because it's a spiritual reality. So we affect each other. You know, really, because we are the other. You know? And just like we're the other, it's the same as with God. It's not that here's God and here you are. It's you are God and God is you. He lives in you as you. He lives in you as you. And he's counting on you. You're part of his creation. He's counting on you to wake up so the part of him that lies sleeping in you can be awakened. And each time you choose to come from the integrity of who you are, you're helping in that process of being a co-creator with God. You're helping lift everyone and everything. So you benefit, and so does creation. No, and there is a way, a formal spiritual path to walk this path and come into the knowing directly of yourself as spirit, as soul. No, and that's your choice. Some souls will do it this lifetime, others will do it other lifetimes. Okay? And even if you choose to not walk the path this lifetime, because there's only one way home, you know, not because I say so, but because it's true. And that one way is whatever you want to call it, God consciousness, Christed consciousness, whatever. When your consciousness and God's consciousness, when you know that they are one and the same. And that's a process of walking a spiritual path. But even if you choose not to do it this lifetime, you still have the individual responsibility to exercise the choice of coming from your integrity of who you are and the spirit inside of you. That's your divine right, and that's your choice. See, and many of us approach it negatively. Well, if I don't make that choice, or if I don't know that I'm going to create karma. Well, fear of karma is karma, you know. If you're afraid of creating karma, you're in karma. Okay, we don't teach that. Okay, we teach simply to reinforce that we are the spirit. And each and every moment to lovingly decide that and to come from that place. And that's our freedom. Otherwise, guess what? We're enslaved. We're ensnared. You know, we're down in Egypt land. And we've done that to ourselves. See, and just like we do that to ourselves, we can also free ourselves. And the promised land is in us. And each and every moment, we can fulfill that promise. And the promise is that you are already free to come into that knowing and to be with God. See? And the spiritual truth is that God is ever present and lives in you as you. But if you're focused in negativity, your awareness of that is nil. And God gives us life so that we can consciously choose that and consciously come into that awareness. Consciously, volitionally, our own choice. Our will and the Father's will are one and the same. And each and every moment we need to exercise that will, not our willfulness from the ego, but the will of the alignment with God's will, which is for us to be happy and free and to be home with him inside. You see, the nice gift is that we don't have to wait for our bodies to die. We don't have to die and then, I'm going to die, I'm going to go to heaven. Well, you're not, just because you die. You know, if that were true, you would already have gone to heaven because you've died many times. So it's no, you know, it's no great mystery and no great truth to that fact. But what is true is that when you die, you are going to go to that vibratory frequency your soul vibrated on when you're in the body. It just translates, goes in the inner worlds. Actually, you are already in the inner worlds, but it drops all the coverings. You know, you're also in the manifested world. I can see you. You manifested. Okay? But we drop that facade and we just go into the inner worlds. And the nice thing about the path of soul transcendence is that we can be with God while we're in the body. While we're in the body. That's the gift. But you have to exercise it. You have to open it. That's the responsibility, and that's the fun, and that's the pleasure You have to exercise that choice. And exercising that choice and giving yourself that option and using that power, those are the best things that you can do for anybody. Being free inside yourself is the best thing you can do for anybody. I guarantee you that. And you know, you're going to find that there may be a lot of people here that are going to act like crabs. I don't mean that they're crabby, although they probably are. But you take a barrel of crabs, and the crab will, you know, start to crawl out, and guess what? The other crabs just pull back in. Okay? But stay encouraged with that. That's a real strengthener. Okay? And just go about your business of coming from your own integrity. Because you're the only one who has to live with yourself. And there's no getting away from that. Okay. And I thought I'd stop by just having you get nice and quiet and just uncrossing your arms and your legs. And we'll just take a moment and we'll just do a little process. Okay. And we ask the light of the Most High to be present. And that whatever happened, happen for the highest good. And inside yourself, just let one pattern, it could be a thought pattern, it could be a feeling, a really negative thing that you allow to get your goat. Let that come up for you. And then just ask the Lord God to come and take it. And tell yourself it's okay to let it go. You don't have to think about how it's going to happen, what I have to do. You have to do nothing but just receive. There you go. Now, take another moment. And if there's a situation with a person, when you were, quote, being nice, or when you were being sympathetic rather than empathetic, go back there and just come from your own integrity within yourself. Replay the situation and then just see if anything happens to make that situation different. And when you can bring your consciousness back here. And if you've done that, you've exercised your choice and you've exercised your power. And you can do that each and every moment. And it's really as simple as that. And we'll stop with that.